We better call this meeting back to order. Next on our agenda is park board request.
Okay, I went down to visit with the gentleman, and apparently I've been down there three times, and apparently he's either out of town on vacation or whatever. He moved into the house. The owner was renting the home. Their request from the park board was the well issue. Issue has to be resolved with a separate meter, unless we want him to pay half and us pay half. But we that's the only way that the thing would work. As a matter of fact, that's the way the contract reads now.
So are you just saying let's pay the bill, the park electrical bill, and then get another meter installed?
Yeah, either that or let him pay half on that.
Wouldn't it be different? I'd rather see a separate meter.
That would be fine. That'd be something that we could go down and send Phil down, and he could separate meter.
Sure.
The well.
What do you think, Chuck?
Well, the well is on a private individual's property.
Right, but leased to the county. I mean, but with an easement and a
50-year lease.
No, it's not that much. I don't know what she said. She thought it was 10, but I don't know where it's at.
Okay.
Brenda visited with me. I drove down there and actually met her down there and talked to her about this. And she said it was forever, is what she said. But
I think we asked her. She said either 10 or 20-year lease or something like that.
But their concern is that they've got three. Everybody pitched in. We're going into the fourth. This is the fifth year, I guess, fifth year of this project. That old boy didn't use any till he rented the house out last year.
Okay.
Any of the metering on there, and then the contract read that he was supposed to pay half of whatever the electric bill was.
Right.
And they're getting, basically getting tired of having to...
So they're personally paying for it, aren't they?
Personally paying for it.
The park board's got the budget to pay for this. It wasn't their recommendation to pay for it?
That's what Angela...
Angela said.
But now...
Here's what
the other issue is. They've got the arena down there where they've got the big lights and things.
Right.
When those are on, they feel like that they have some responsibility for whoever uses that facility, and they don't care to pay the county back.
Which they can do.
That the monies whenever they're having something to do with the arena.
Right.
They don't feel like that's a responsibility, but they don't feel like that those individuals that's down there should have to pay the electric bill on the county facility. And they were willing to bring a large group over here, and I said no, let me talk to them because it's already been requested by Angela that we take care of it.
What? Chuck, what's your thoughts on it?
Okay, you're talking about lights and you're talking about wells. There are 2 meters?
There's 2 meters down there.
And they're in the county's name or?
No, they're in the park's name.
Well, one's in the park's board and the other one's in the individual's name.
No, they're both in the park.
Okay.
The park's name. And they're wanting to get rid of that and then split I'm sure they'd pay for the cost of the meter to split it. But they're just wanting the county to take over the electricity for the county's property.
But not through the park board, but through the county, general county.
Yeah, just run it through the county's...
GCR.
GCR. And I think the bill's been running, didn't she say $30, wasn't that
the figure she used?
Yeah,
it's nothing.
So I would make a motion myself to have the county take over the billing of the Mency Park.
Of the electrical?
Of the electrical.
Second.
And then we'll work out the meter situation
I'll second that.
Later.
so that the billing on both meters, well and
the other, and they said they would reimburse any special event that goes on. They make money on the special events, and they'll turn that money over to
the county.
The county for the electric and whatever's county expense.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we need something in writing of an agreement of what we're doing. I mean, on these events you're talking about and money
do we
collected.
Want to I mean, we can do it contingent on something like that, Joe.
I mean, if we've got an entity other than the county collecting money to use the park because of electric or whatever the case, there ought to be an agreement.
That they would sign a sheet of paper that they would pay something on it. I don't think it's enough to even, they have two events a year. I don't even think it's enough to be of interest myself, but they offered to do it. Now they've paid for it for 5 years, going 5 years out of their own pockets. So,
okay, I'm ready to vote.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. So what we just voted on is we're going to need to work with White River to get two different meters.
Mincy Park, just if you write Mincy Park down and metering and the park board, Danny, Angela, and White River can...
Well, mainly turn it over to Angela and the park board because they're the ones that kind of made the request and asked me to go to the guy's house. I made three trips down there and he wasn't there, so...
Okay, that reminds me of something. So the well meter is furnishing water to a private individual's house?
To a private individual's
now
house.
Is.
Now it is. It hadn't been for some time, so that needs to be separately metered, which they said that they would take care of, which they'll pay for that. Get it. Phil or somebody can go down there and put a meter on that to split the water bill. It's got one meter on it.
The electric bill, pump bill.
The pump bill, that's all.
And that's why that's what I was splitting there.
Okay.
That's a simple deal anyway. We have, Phil's done it time and time again. It's just like if you have a trailer house move in beside yours and you've already got a meter loop there or a pedestal and just putting a separate meter on the side of it to know what that's drawing.
Okay, so forgive me for sounding and looking dumb here, but you've got a White River Valley meter that you're getting your power from.
Right.
And you're saying you're going to set another meter off to that?
On the well, so that it go, whatever he's pulling electricity off of that will come through that meter.
Okay.
So or we go by the contract and he pay half and we pay half.
Problem is we're having a hard time. I don't know if we're collecting it or not, but I'd just rather separate it.
We haven't. We've been paying it.
Right. That's the problem.
I mean, they've been paying it. The park board's been paying that
the whole bill.
The whole bill.
Humor me. You got a pump that runs off electricity.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about having two different sources of power to power that pump?
No. When you're talking about the meters, you talk about water meters. I'm using the electrical meter as an example.
Okay.
You water meter his the amount of usage that he has to his house versus, or you put it on our side, the amount of water that we use, and it won't even be the minimum, whatever they charge. That's the reason I'm really not as, like she said, I'm really not as interested in that part of it, although it'd be nice if they had a meter that read the park used so much, and the rest of it went to him.
All right, humor me some more. So if the well's not going to use but minimum, why didn't the fellow that's got it just do it?
I haven't got a chance to talk to him.
He
may do it. We've done it for him for 5 years, so I'm saying that he may do it. You know what I'm saying? He rented it for a year, and we didn't notice any difference in the metering on the water
usage.
Bill. Because it's minimum. It's a minimum.
It's electrical, I mean, what it is, so.
Okay, well, we voted. It's done, unless we undo it. But we need to
she's
follow
got
up. I'll follow through with it.
You've got a bunch of questions. Would you just make sure you
criticize us or
okay?
You know what I'm saying?
I don't, I want to keep the criticism down.
Okay. Next. What was funny?
He said, I'm going to keep the criticism down. Oh, okay. I'm thinking, you need to try harder.
Okay.
I have the agenda for this week.
Yeah,
yes,
what?
Ma'am.
I have the agenda for this week.
Well, good.
So, Wednesday, obviously, is what it is because of our Southwest County Commissioners meeting.
Yes.
You will need to call in for payroll.
On Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a question. And I know you guys got other business on that Wednesday meeting. If you have other business to take care of, I think it's fine. But we preach hard, discuss, talk about county finances and the cost of mileage and everything. If when we used to do it all the time, we just got away from it because of some people criticizing. We used to ride together to those meetings.
Okay.
And I can't see, unless we have other business in Springfield or somewhere else, why we don't ride up together.
Good point.
Because we're
sometimes it won't work. But
sometimes it won't work, but most of the time, I think the first year I was in office, me and Chuck rode to Jeff City a time or two, and him and Ron rode up together a time or two, and me and Ron and Paulson rode up a time or two. But, I mean, it's nothing wrong with us trying to save a dollar by instead of paying. Of course, me and Chuck, I guess Chuck's the same way. I haven't charged any mileage for the last 2 years, and I need to look at that. So,
me too. Hoping I get some charge this year. Yeah, you got a good point. We just need to keep that in mind.
And we can look at this Wednesday. I mean, coming back may be an issue for me, but I may have a meeting while I'm there afterwards.
Right.
But coming back, I may ride back with somebody else, but I'm free to go up.
Right.
Need to keep it on our mind structure.
Yeah, yep. Right.
All right.
All right. So that does Wednesday in. Is that right?
Yep. I mean, it is what it is, I guess. Is there anything lacking off this thing that we're not seeing? I mean, we went through all the things. I know the biggest thing we've got is Friday's at budget that we're blocking basically 3 hours for.
Yeah.
The 845 census, is Chris coming over?
No, Bob is reviewing that agreement. You asked me to give it to him.
Okay.
The lease agreement for real estate office space. They want an office. They want to have an office here.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Is there anything you guys want changed or different?
Let me ask you something. Maybe the time, and just tell me. The Census Bureau is wanting to lease an office, temporary office space here in the courthouse?
They sent us a contract asking us to review and look into office space. They're looking for office space.
Mm.
Not, it looked like a form letter, so they may have sent it to multiple places within the county. But,
okay. All right. I didn't understand quite.
Yeah, last Southwest Commission hearing meeting we had, I got elected as the Taney County Commissioner that is supposed to work with the census. So.
Oh, is that right?
Do you remember that, guys?
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do.
Uh-huh. You said everyone stand up, and I stood up, and you guys stay seated, and I got elected as the spokesperson.
One representative. I remember that well.
It won't happen twice, I can tell you that.
Well, you're
But that anyway, there's nothing to do, by the way. That's all this is.
That was one of them new guy experiences.
It was. It was a new guy experience. I was being polite. You guys are being slow, and it worked out for you. Anyway, that's all it is. It's a review of the contract.
Were we slow or were we smart?
Smart. Smart.
I guess it's in the eyes of the beholder, isn't it? So that's all that is. I don't know. I mean, I've got the lady's name that is working for our region. working with Chris Welch and all that. So I haven't even seen the agenda for tomorrow's Southwest meeting either. So
it's upstairs.
Is it?
I can get you a copy.
Okay.
All right. What else?
That's it.
Wednesday, I will not be here. I have to take my son to Columbia.
Mm-hmm. As on your
doctor's appointment.
Yep.
Okay.
You should be slow for Jillian.
All right. I guess we're ready for the attorney.
If the county counselor would make his way downstairs, that'd be wonderful.
On the mailroom clerk, I'm waiting on Sheila.
For her availability?
Yes.
Okay. She asked to reschedule according to the message
Correct.
We got over there.
Correct.
Right.
I just wanted you guys to
sure.
be aware
yeah.
of that.
Great. In the, under administrative, since we're waiting for Bob, to redo the flooring in here is $2,098 for the material, and then we'll install it ourselves. Our guys will install it. That would be this product, not that color maybe, but maybe dark or whatever. Chuck, the fashion.
Who was it?
Somebody, you.
Oh, Melissa was here.
No, yeah,
Melissa.
They were talking
oh, you were
about
with them.
Darker.
I bragged on her. Yeah,
so anyway, that's what it would cost, which would be comparable to carpet, but I think it'd wear a whole lot better, and we could downplay these very lovely, bright benches.
What about, are we going out for bid for that, or is that?
That is the lowest and cheapest when we did the downstairs, and there's still money in that. You know, we can not to exceed what is it, $4,500. So we already bid it. We already bid that product. It is the cheapest in the. Lowest price. I shouldn't say cheapest. Lowest bidder is what that is. But our guys can do it if we wanted to do that, and that would redo all the carpet, fix all this underneath here that no one sees.
Now, that sounds good to me. Will they pull the benches up?
They'd have to.
Yeah,
they'd have to.
Work around them.
Our guys, no. Our guys would move them.
Yeah.
And, or, I mean, another option is we can always recover the benches at $300 a bench.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what that was a question last week.
It was more than 300.
Now, our last bid was 300 a bench. We may still get that back one in the right fix because it has a tear in it. Linda's working on that, getting it repaired. But if you guys are...
I think so. It's
you do. It's
yeah,
time. You good with it, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
So be it.
Okay.
She was wanting to go with a dark. We had a discussion about darker colors.
They're talking about a darker one. I think they're talking about this. I think they talked about this. Is that the one they talked and said?
I'll make your lighter furniture pop out.
We want some pop. Make your eyes look blue, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't have blue
eyes. Stuff in here will just look like one big wood.
Right.
Something.
So anyway, that's the color, that's what I think, that's what they pulled out. But if you want, you can ask Melissa again to make sure that's what she said. Put the pressure on her.
Okay.
How about you, Jillian, and Melissa decide and let us know?
A committee.
A committee of flooring.
Flooring committee.
No, ma'am. Here, oh, you can have this back too. I'm sorry.
While we're waiting on Bob, I would, yeah, before you leave, when could we, I need to bring some nuisances. It won't take long, I don't think. I need a few minutes to through going forward on a couple of cases anyway.
Can you and Bob come on downstairs? Thanks.
Let me look at.
How about Friday?
I can't go past the 9. That is, I'm committed after at lunchtime on.
What about if you guys are usually generally here around 8-ish?
Yeah, we can just
Could
we can do it at 8.
Yeah.
Friday 8?
8:15 or something? Yeah, it'll take long.
8:15, great.
Okay.
That'd be perfect Friday.
That's good.
Okay.
FYI, I've had a request on the road down T Highway, Huntington,
mm-hmm.
For us to take it in. There's like 20 lots. It's paved. I don't know if it got curved or not.
Have you told Frank or Randy?
I don't remember if I have or not.
They want to pull the stuff together and we can look at it.
Have a review.
Yeah, just let them review it real fast.
Are you guys all right if we got a road like that without petition? I mean, it's dedicated to public.
I personally am. I mean, the petition process is an old process that is not necessary, but if it's the right thing, I'm open to it.
Okay.
I am.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm up. I mean, not requiring a petition.
Let me ask you something on that. If we don't go through that and we don't go through the posting and everything.
We still have to do all that. I'm just saying, can we start the process without a petition?
Oh, well, yeah.
Can the process start by a commissioner versus the public signing stuff?
Well, that's not exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, what are you saying?
I'm saying that if there's a road and we want to take it in, we can take it in.
Mm-hmm. No, we can.
If it's dedicated to the public and that stuff is right.
If it makes the road standard or something that we'd adopted, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well,
not necessarily, no.
Well, maybe
it'd be nice if it did, of course. But we take it in without meeting standards. So,
when's the next time we're meeting with Frank Preston?
I don't see that we've got anything for him.
This week? Nothing on the agenda this week, aren't we?
I think they're having shop talk
as we're speaking. Maybe we visit with Frank about the process. We've not reviewed that process since I've been here. Has it been reviewed in a long time? Bob, the road petition process, which is what we use right now,
mm-hmm.
We're talking about reviewing that process. That review hasn't taken place in a while, has it?
No.
Okay. So we probably could just, next time Frank's in here, make sure we just discuss.
What we use is a statutory process for taking a road in, making a road a public road.
Yeah,
it's
still a public meeting there, Jan.
Before Jan leaves, excuse me for interrupting, have you got any cases that we're going to talk about in open? You thought about that?
I think Jan has a couple of questions for you, too.
Oh, you do?
No.
Well, it was something unrelated, so something that a person had brought up, but I'll talk about it with him.
Okay. All right.
I've got it. I got to speak with her. You guys go ahead and go.
Okay.
With Bob through this. I'll make a motion to go into executive.
Second.
Aye.
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 All right. Danny's going to go visit. Okay. Hold on. Don't say anything top secret yet.
We need to.